Welcome to Rise and Thrive, a segment of the Unyielded podcast. I am your host, Bobby Kaler. These short segments are meant to be fuel for you, for your week, and for your life. If you are finding value in these, and if you haven't done so already, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Welcome to episode number 200. It's hard to believe that we've done that many episodes. It seems like yesterday when I started the podcast, but here we are now 200 episodes in. And as if that were not exciting enough, we are now in the top 5% of podcasts. So I just want to say thank you all so much for helping make that a reality. That means that we're reaching a lot of people and having a positive impact. So thank you all so much for your support and for helping us share the word. Now, I do have a confession to make, though. When I started this podcast in July of 2020, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And I had to battle that inner critic who said things like, who are you to start a podcast? What will others think? What if you mess up? What if you fail? What if you decide you don't like it and you quit? What if nobody listens? Now, does that all kind of sound familiar to you? The truth of the matter is that most of us, when we decide to tackle something new, we hear this exact same mind chatter. I don't believe that anyone is immune to this. Some are just better at tuning it out. So how? You know, what is the secret? Here are some of my thoughts on that. Number one, secret is that everyone feels it and hears it, but we accept it as part of being in the game that is meaningful to us. I once heard an interview with Alan Jackson, who's a legendary country music singer, and he was asked if he ever got nervous before going on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. And he replied immediately. He said, "Of course I do. If you don't get nervous before stepping on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, then you don't deserve to be there." And I loved it when he said that because it just kind of put it in perspective. The second key is to connect what you're about to do with something bigger than yourself. So why did I choose to do the podcast when I knew so little about what went into it? Because I had the desire to make a positive difference in the lives of others, and I believed that this was one way to do so. It reminds me of way back in the day. I used to mentor aspiring professional speakers, and one of their biggest fears was stepping onto the stage. Not surprising, right? It can be scary. But here's the thing. If you are worried about you and how you look and how you sound and what your hand gestures are doing, you're focused on the wrong thing. You're focused on yourself. If you shift to focusing on how will what I'm about to say to this audience help them, serve them, or somehow change their lives for the better, your nerves will fade away. And finally, number three, I prioritize the fear of regret over the fear of failing. Put that another way, I'd rather fail than regret not trying. I simply cannot help others if I'm so afraid of failing. I will fail. I mean, surprise, I will fail. I will make mistakes. And I will get back up again, and I will keep going. Mistakes and failures are merely signs that you're in the game and that you're learning and growing. I recently saw this quote by James Clear, and I absolutely love it. He said, "Successful people begin before they are ready." I love that quote. I believe that it's true. I think to add to that a bit, the reason that they can begin before they are ready is that they have confidence in themselves, that they can figure things out, that they can learn, and that they can adapt along the way. And that's what life is really all about. There is never ever a perfect time to go after your dreams, you know, when all the ducks will finally be in a row and there's, you know, no risk. There is always a risk, but there's a bigger risk to do nothing. You risk never starting. You risk never accomplishing what you were meant to do. You risk cheating yourself and the world by not becoming who you were meant to be and making the contribution that you were meant to make in life. With that in mind, there is actually a perfect time to go after your dreams. And that time is now. Commit to one action right now that you could take today that would move you in that direction. And I don't care how small that action is, just one action. And take it. And tomorrow, take another. Before you know it, you will be well on your way. I hope you have a fabulous week and that you continue to rise and thrive.